The problem of sudden cardiac death is a daunting one and has been widely discussed in the literature. It's estimated that some 300,000 Americans will die suddenly this year, and that only a small percentage of these patients will be successfully resuscitated and available for attention by a cardiologist or electrophysiologist. The resuscitation rates vary dramatically from areas like New York City and Los Angeles, where the resuscitation rate is very low, perhaps 1% of all sudden death victims, while in communities such as Seattle, where there's a much higher incidence of bystander CPR, the survival rate is much higher and approaches 25%. The whole impact of out-of-hospital resuscitation using small defibrillating devices that will be available in stadiums, airports, perhaps even grocery stores and apartment buildings remains to be seen, but there are few strategies underway that are effectively going to cut the sudden death rate once the event has occurred. Most of the inroads into lowering this very high toll of human life is made through primary prevention techniques such as cholesterol lowering and the use of drugs such as beta blockers. The sudden death problem for the clinician is a very real one and becomes an issue because the recurrence rate of sudden death in the cardiac arrest survivor is so startlingly high, approaching 30% in some subsets of this patient population. Patients who have had a prior myocardial infarction and have a low ejection fraction or have congestive failure can have two-year recurrence rates of up to 30%. And thus, a very thorough workup and appropriate aggressive therapy is mandatory if this recurrence rate is to be reduced.